Good evening and welcome to a very special webcast event. I'm Kathy Keating, Shackley's Vice President of Field Communications, and I'd like to especially welcome those of you who are hearing about the Cinch-Inch Loss Plan for the very first time in this event. We hope that what you hear can inspire you to make a commitment to transform your health and your life with Cinch in 2012. At this time, I'd like to introduce our presenters, Dr. Jamie McManus and Pamela Riggs. Dr. McManus is Shackley's Chair of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences, and Education. As the primary spokesperson for nutritional products, Dr. McManus, along with her health sciences team, is responsible for designing and implementing clinical research as well as delivering education about health and wellness and Shackley products. Dr. McManus is joined tonight by Pam Riggs, who is Director of Medical Affairs and Health Sciences for Shackley and is a registered dietitian. Welcome, Dr. McManus and Pam. Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Thanks for the great start to this webcast tonight, and hello to everyone out there listening, especially to people who are coming in to listen about Cinch and Shackley for the first time. So we are here in January and thinking about New Year's resolutions, and hopefully everyone here on the list on the phone rather, and on the web has your list in your head at least. But clearly, we all should start by looking in the mirror every year at the beginning of the year and make some plans for how we want to change our lives. And this is all about transformation tonight. That's something that we feel very strongly about in transforming your health. And with the number one New Year's resolution being to lose weight and get fit being one of the best ways, or actually two of the best ways, that you can transform yourself. I think it's a really good idea, and you'll hear from some people tonight who talked about kind of waking up and realizing how overweight they had become. So I think everyone should know what their BMI is, and the number one may become your number one resolution. Quit smoking. Obviously, that's, you know, we know that's very detrimental to your health, and so if you are a smoker, that's definitely something to make as a goal for 2012. You know, we now know that our cognitive function, our memories, our just brain health overall is going to do its best when we are exercising it, just like we exercise every other part of our body. So learning a new instrument or taking up a new type of activity or just trying something new, joining a book club, starting a book club, you know, just to do something new. Eating healthier, because it's something that Pam and I talk about all the time. We won't spend too much time on tonight, but we're going to give you a lot of tools on how to eat healthier. And, of course, by virtue of sharing these wonderful products with other people, you can actually save money on your food bill. Actually, just by using these products, you can save money on your food bill. Spending more time with your family, traveling to new places, work on being less stressed. I know that exercise and eating healthier for me are two of the major ways that I help manage and control my stress. And it's also well validated that if you eat healthier, your body is more equipped to deal with the day-to-day stresses. Volunteering and drinking less alcohol in some fashion there. If you don't drink, then you don't have to worry about that one. We'll have to move something up to number 10 for you. So this is, a time to kind of look in the mirror and try to focus on what you want to accomplish for this coming year. So let's now get into the topic of tonight and look particularly at, you know, one of what I believe is the, you know, most major issues facing our country, and that is the overweight / obesity epidemic. So this first slide here, this first map slide, kind of looks back to kind of the beginning. I mean, it was really in the 1980s when we, you know, the mid-1980s, so really not that long ago, 25 years ago, when the weight of America, the collective weight of America, really started to shift. And here you see, you're starting to see, you know, 10 to 15% of the population being obese. So this is not overweight, but rather obese, meaning a BMI of 30 or higher, people generally being 35, 40, 50 pounds and up overweight. If we go on to the next, just 10 years later, again, this is not 10 decades later, but just 10 years later, one decade later, and we have to add in a whole series of new categories, and you now have, you know, states showing up with that are getting, to 20 to 25% obese again. So we've gone from just 10 to 15% to 20 to 25%. And then you go to 2010, and again, the shift in obesity is what, you know, we seem to have somewhat plateaued in the last 10 years. The percentage of the population that is overweight has gone from about 62% to 68%, which again are massive percentages. You think of that, about that, that's essentially 2 out of every 3 people is overweight. But the percentages of people who are obese, who are medically compromised as a result of their weight, really has increased dramatically in the last 10 years. And that's where you see the whole middle and central part of the United States having, you know, more than 30%, and many of these states have 50% of their state residents who are, you know, medically obese. So that is quite scary. And why is it scary, and why should we be concerned about it? Well, because of the health consequences, and the health consequences are this is literally just the tip of the iceberg, clearly, there's many cancers. Essentially, almost all cancers are associated with or are higher risk in people who are overweight to obese, but in particular, endometrial or uterine cancer, breast cancer, and colon cancer are significantly associated with being overweight. Sleep apnea and other respiratory problems, heart disease, clearly obesity drives elevations in blood pressure and cholesterol, which are major risk factors. So it's independently as well as increasing other risk factors contributing to heart disease. Diabetes. Diabetes has increased 35% in its prevalence just in the past 10 years. That is unfortunately a trend that people in the healthcare world are significantly concerned about, and everyone in America should be significantly concerned about, because we're seeing it at younger and younger ages. And this disease alone has the ability to potentially bankrupt our healthcare system if we don't take control of it. And how do we take control of diabetes? It is with weight loss and eating healthier. So all of these are significant health consequences. And in fact, your weight is a matter of life and death. I mean, essentially you can, you can try to ignore the reality, but clearly everyone should know what their BMI is. There's BMI charts everywhere. We have them in our Shackley product guide in the Cinch section, so you can plot yourself, and someone tonight on the webcast will talk about doing exactly that and kind of getting a wake-up call to not realize exactly where they were. And as a physician, as a mom, as an American citizen, as a citizen of the world, I'm incredibly concerned about the fact that we have all these health issues that are directly and indirectly attributable to something that we can do something about, and that I want to make sure that everyone tonight has the opportunity to understand why we, why we're doing this, why we have these products, and how to best share them with yourself first, if you need to, and then with others, so that 1 out of 2 of you out there who are in the category of being obese are not going to die prematurely as a result of your condition. So let's now talk about why a lot of the, a lot of people out there are frustrated and think that they can't lose weight because they probably tried a few programs or a few products that haven't worked. And so, Pam, tell us a little bit about that vicious diet cycle.
Absolutely. And Dr. Jane, you did a great job kind of summarizing kind of where we stand as a nation in terms of our overweight and obesity problem. And the fact that here we are in January, and the number one New Year's resolution that people make is to lose weight. So what do they do? You know, most people, you're kind of the highly motivated stage right now, and will go on a diet. And the problem is that with most diets, people are going to cut their calories back too far. They're going to eat kind of an unbalanced diet. They may, go on some kind of crazy fast or something like that. And yes, you'll initially lose the weight, but unfortunately, you not only lose the fat weight, but you lose some lean muscle tissue. And anytime you lose lean muscle tissue, you also reduce your metabolic rate or your ability to burn calories. And the body is really smart. We have kind of from our ancestry years of kind of times when there was famines, the body kind of adjusts. It slows down its metabolism. It doesn't burn calories as much. And then if you lose the lean muscle, you further slow your metabolism. And the body also, during these famine response or even, in a diet phase, is going to promote more fat storage because it's preparing for the next time that, it may experience a famine. So you get a loss of lean muscle mass, a reduced metabolic rate, and increased ability to store fat. So then what happens? Most people fall off the diet. You can only, eat so much grapefruit and soup and tea for so long, and you go back to your normal eating habits. But unfortunately, just going back to normal eating habits, the body takes that as kind of a feast response. So here you are with a reduced metabolic rate and a loss of muscle mass, but you're going to gain the weight back. And what do? You gain the weight back from fat, not from lean muscle. So here you are, you've just gone on a diet, and all of a sudden you've gained the weight back and oftentimes gained more than you lost, and you've gained it from fat, and so the diet has actually made you fatter. And I've talked to and counseled numerous people in my career as a dietitian, a lot of women, for a fact, who have done this years and years and years. So every time they go on a diet, they slow their metabolism even further, and then they're shocked and surprised why, eating 1,200 calories, they can't lose any weight. So moving on to the creation of Cinch was we needed to take that vicious diet cycle into consideration and figure out what is the insight that we want to try to address. How can we help our distributors and your members and all our customers lose weight the right way? What do we need to do? So that insight really was the need to prevent muscle loss, okay? And why? Because, again, muscle equals metabolism. The more muscle mass you have, the greater is your ability to burn calories and maintain a healthy weight. That's why, for example, men tend to have more muscle mass and they have higher calorie needs. Bodybuilders, when they build a lot of muscle mass, they can consume an incredible amount of calories because of their high metabolism. So the next step was creating a formula or a product and program that was based on our kind of secret ingredient, and that's leucine. Leucine is an essential amino acid. You do get some leucine from eating protein foods in the diet, but what's interesting about leucine is that it acts as a key signal in your muscle tissue to promote protein synthesis or build muscle, and it also helps suppress the breakdown of muscle, especially during periods of calorie restriction. So as part of a well-balanced program where you're getting enough protein and carbohydrate and fat in your diet, leucine helps signal the body to retain or even build lean muscle, and it's going to support a healthy metabolic rate because you're preserving your muscle while you're losing the weight from body fat, and that's what we mean by kind of quality weight loss. So I want to share a little bit with you about this Cinch pilot trial that we did back in 2005 when we launched the Cinch line, just to remind some of those listeners who may be familiar with this and to tell the new listeners about the study, that it was a 12-week trial. We had about 27 kind of overweight but healthy men and women. Their BMIs were between 25 to 40, and they were instructed to follow the Cinch plan. And Dr. James is going to go through kind of what that plan is, but using our meal replacement shakes and the bars and the tea and following a healthy diet and calorie-controlled diet, which we provided some dietary guidance on how to do that. And they were encouraged to exercise every day. It wasn't mandatory, but they were encouraged to do so. And on the next slide, you'll see what the weight loss results look like. So over that 12-week period, the average weight loss was about 15 and a half pounds over the 12 weeks. And that was perfect. It was about a pound and a half every week over the 12-week period. And one thing about Cinch is that because you're promoting the retention of lean muscle mass and losing the fat, it's going to be a slow, safe rate and good quality weight loss. The next slide I wanted to show you, which is really at the heart of this program, is not only do people lose the weight, but they maintained 100% of their lean muscle mass over that 12-week period, when typically you'll see, a loss of maybe 5 to 6 pounds of lean muscle over the same 12-week period. So that really reinforced the fact that leucine was doing its job into helping retain lean muscle while our subjects lost the body fat. The other interesting results to always share is the inch loss. You know, we call this program the cinch inch loss plan, and that's because when you hold on to that muscle and you lose the fat, you lose the inches. And in our study, the average inches lost in the waist were a little over 4 inches in that 12-week and almost 3 inches in the hip. That, again, was an average. So some people lost more, some people lost a little bit less, but that was the average. And why is inch loss important? Well, it's really important for your health. And Dr. Jamie talked about some of the health risks of being overweight to obese. And what we know specifically is that the weight that you carry around your waist, so if you're kind of shaped like an apple versus a pear, you're at higher risk for developing diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and that, you know, abdominal fat is really kind of very unhealthy fat. So to get those inches off, and specifically around the waist, is really a remarkable thing for improving your health and reducing your risk of some of these.
And in our pilot study, we actually had a significant reduction in the waist-to-hip ratio.
Yes, we did. So, Dr. Jim, I'm going to hand it back to you to kind of walk people through how the program works and the products and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks, Pam. That was great. I know that that was a very good and concise explanation of why Cinch works. Good job. So now I'm going to tell you how to use the products to have the success that Pam has just talked about that people in our clinical study saw and that hundreds of thousands of people out there in Shackleyland have had with using the products over the 5.5 years that we've been, having Cinch on the market. So it's really easy, to use this program. We really created this with all the tools, which Pam's going to go through in a moment as well, to make this very simple and easy to integrate into your life. Because my experience with trying to help patients lose weight for the 20 years I was in practice, as well as just what I do for Shackley, it has to be easy. It has to integrate, and it also has to help you learn how to change your habits. And so, the meal replacement shakes are super good tasting. They're very powerful from the standpoint of providing 24 grams of protein when made as directed. We have a number of different flavors. You see some of them there: vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, cafe latte. We have a whey option. We also have meal bar options. The meal bars are 20 grams of protein. This is a proprietary Cinch blend of protein that includes the leucine that Pam talked about. That is really the magical ingredient here that as Pam talked about, helps you protect your lean muscle mass and therefore your metabolism, and so lose the right kind of weight. So you replace both breakfast and lunch, your breakfast and dinner, but basically two meals a day are replaced with a shake. So it's one shake twice a day. We have some wonderful snacks that help get you through the mid-morning or the mid-afternoon, wherever your hunger time is. We have protein bars, snack bars that are a little different from the meal bars in that they have 10 grams of protein, 120 or 130 calories. Come in three great flavors: lemon cranberry, chocolate decadence, and my personal favorite, the peanut butter crunch,
crunch.
Yes. It's been peanut butter for me for so long, I forgot the name of it, which I have almost every day along with my Cinch tea. So we have a Cinch tea, which is a nice, lightly caffeinated beverage that provides 70 milligrams of caffeine per serving. It comes in either a plain unsweetened tea. It's a blend of four teas, primarily green tea, but some red tea and white tea, and matcha, which is a ceremonial type of green tea, and also comes in a pomegranate flavor, which is lightly sweetened. You can enjoy this hot or cold. They come in little pixie sticks, and so it's really easy to throw it in your purse or backpack or briefcase and have it with you at work or wherever you are out on the go in the course of the day. And then we really recommend three times a day our Cinch 3-in-1 Boost, which is also three products in one. It's your multivitamin components that's not in the shake, because the shakes are part of your meal and they're vitamin and mineral enriched. But you also get about two-thirds of your daily vitamin needs from your 3-in-1 Boost. It also has ingredients to help with cravings, as well as a green tea, a very powerful green tea extract to help actually with a boosting of metabolism. So that along with a healthy meal, of which Pam's going to go into the tools as to how to best accomplish that healthy meal, is the pathway to your cinch success.
Excellent. So, yes, the products are a cornerstone of the program, the meal replacement shakes, your snacks, your tea, but you also need to fit all that into kind of a calorie-controlled, healthy meal plan. So there's still a third meal. There may be additional snacks that you want, or in-between meal snacks that you want to fit into your day, depending on your calorie needs. So we have some tools to help guide you to do that. The first tool is the program guide. It comes along with the packs of products that we have to offer, and in there you'll find some guidelines of simply how to get started, how to kind of start with the right calories, how to build your meal plan, select different foods from different food groups, and get some portion control guidelines. But the other great tool that I really promote and encourage people to use is our cinchwellness.com support site. For a small monthly fee, you can get access to more structured meal plans, tools to track your activity level as well as your calories, recipes. You can participate in some workshops, the Cinch University workshop, which kind of helps you learn other things that are going to help you with your lifelong weight management skills. You can connect with other people that are doing the program through the message boards to share ideas and get inspired. And again, you can do some other tracking in terms of your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. I mean, there's just a bunch of different great tools there for you. And so I really encourage those of you who are serious about this program to take advantage of this great site. Just tracking your intake and tracking your physical activity can really increase your awareness about what you're doing, kind of hold you accountable to yourself every day, and is one of probably the most powerful support tools that you can use to achieve a successful weight loss. So what can you expect with the Cinch program? Well, you're going to expect some safe weight loss, you know, 1 to 2 pounds a week. Some people lose more, but really what we want is quality weight loss from that body fat and not your muscle. So if you're losing, you know, 5 to 10 pounds in 1 week, there's a good chance that you may not be following the program properly or losing a lot of water or burning your lean muscle mass. Don't want that. You've got delicious Cinch products, healthy meal plan guidelines. You've got community support to help you along the way. If you take advantage of Cinch Wellness, you've got the tools to track your exercise and eating habits. We also have some daily journals, some written journals that for those of you who don't want to be on the computer, you can use those. Or you just grab a piece of paper and write down what you're eating every day. But the bottom line is you can expect to achieve a new, healthier, happier you. So Dr. Jamie, why don't you share with folks how they can get started on their transformation?
Absolutely, Pam. Thank you so much. And yes, so now that you know why Cinch is going to work for you and just exactly how to put it into action, let us unfold to you all the different ways that you can get started as, and make it even that much more affordable. So we really want you to transform yourself. We want you to get these products and these products that have been clinically, you know, tested, and our participants lost on average 15 pounds. Some people lost more. Some people lost less. Certainly people who are in the obese category, as you'll hear from tonight in just a few moments, may very well lose more weight than that. But I think the big thing is to commit. To make a commitment and to kind of acknowledge that you may be interested in and certainly may need a transformation. So this is what we think is Shackley's very best offer ever. We call it our transformation pack. This is everything you need in one great pack. You could actually go to the site there, www.freecinch.com. And this site essentially is 4 weeks. Not essentially, it is 4 weeks of the Cinch Inch Loss Plan. We've given you a variety of different options here from the standpoint of shakes. We have a brand new multi-flavored shake packets. So the shake packets now, there's 14 packets, and you get some vanilla, some chocolate, some cafe latte, some strawberry, get a canister of vanilla, canister of chocolate, both of the meal bars, the pomegranate tea, 3-in-1 boost, 3 boxes of bars. And so this is, you know, again, everything that you need for 4 weeks. And you, if you commit on auto ship and you do 3 months, you'll get the 4th month free. Now, some people out there may say, well, wow, that's great. I really want that. Maybe I don't need quite 4 months. Most people are going to need that because really most people out there are going to need more than 15 or 20 pounds that they need to lose. Plus, you have to maintain. And the best way to maintain, as you'll hear from tonight also, is to continue that one shake a day, to use those bars as healthy snacks, and even to continue the 3-in-1 boost, especially if it really seemed to help you with your cravings, which is what we hear from a lot of people. We also, want to make it super easy for you to share Cinch with others. And so we also have the offer of a Cinch sampler pack when you join with $70. So we have the join. We have the join free with Vitalizer, as well as the join with $70 if you don't want to do Vitalizer, and you can get the Cinch sampler pack, which is a taste of Cinch. This is not meant to be a Cinch program, but rather really introduce people to the products. A lot of people say, oh, I don't think I like protein shakes. Well, when they make their Cinch shakes, they will say, oh my gosh, well, actually, I might have to change my mind on that because that's darn good. Same thing with the bars, the tea. We've given everybody a kind of a little sample of a little bit of everything so that they can really try and know that they like the flavors, that they feel full and satisfied with the shakes or with the bars, that the tea tastes good, you know, et cetera. So this is a $100 retail value that you essentially are getting as a free sampler. So if Vitalizer is part of your initial order, you'll get your membership free, or you'll get the Cinch sampler kit whenever you do whenever you join as a new member with $70. This is for 3 months basically. So this month, February and March. And so this is a great way to introduce people. We did something similar to this last year and was really quite successful in being able to introduce people to the Cinch product line. And clearly, when you think back to the beginning of the webcast tonight and all of the, you know, health challenges that are associated with being overweight, you know, even if you're talking to somebody who may not want to say, gosh, you know, you could lose some weight, at least say, you know, I'm committed to losing some weight. Do you know anybody who might be interested? And they hopefully will step up and say, well, yeah, how about me? So speaking of talking to other people about weight loss, we actually have some people that have joined us tonight that are actually Cinch rock stars, I think, as Kathy calls them. And they certainly are. And we know that there's thousands of you out there, and we wish we could hear from every single one of you. Certainly on cinchclub.com, we still do promote people who are having success, and we do still actually give a monthly $500 reward for the top weight loss story. And so there is still a way for even a brand new person coming in today to be a Cinch rock star. So let's go to some of these transformational success stories, and we're going to start with Karen Hanrahan from Illinois. Karen, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Awesome, awesome. Hi, thank you.
Sure, you bet.
All right, 4 years ago, I was a whopping size 24. That's a 3X is another way to translate that, which is just big. That's a big woman. And I had reached a point in my head where I became very, very hopeless about the volume of weight that I need to lose. Even 10 pounds just didn't seem like, you know, how could that make a difference with so much weight to lose? I was apathetic and hopeless feeling, just absolutely, absolutely whatever. My skepticism about another Shackley program was at an all-time yet right, you know. So I watched all those people parade after Cinch was first launched and they lost all this weight, and I went, that's great for them, but that isn't for me. And one of the things I noticed about being a bigger woman was that in my mind's eye, I still thought I was thin. If I walked by a mirror, I I looked at myself in the mirror and thought of myself as thin. So I was really in denial about how fat I was, how big I was. And so my daughter sort of watched that cool little clip on the Cinch site, and she said, you know, Mom, you really need to do this, and I'll do it with you. I'll do the Cinch program with you. And her prompting was really sweet, and I thought, gosh, I can't let my daughter down, and so I may as well just check this thing out. And I chose to start with the two-week starter kit. One, I wanted to see how I would feel. I wanted to taste the product just like any consumer. I was, and I was also walking in skeptic. I just was like, yeah, this is just going to be another one of those. I found on the program that I felt terrific. I was very energetic. I felt full and satisfied with the shakes and the teas and the bars and the programs. And much to my dismay, in those 2 weeks, I lost some weight. And, wow.
Well, you wanted for not, right?
Whether I wanted to not, I lost some weight. And so it was at that moment that I said, you know what? I am going to make a 12-week commitment to this program. And so I did. 7 months later, I lost 72 pounds, and I was 36 inches thinner for a wedding, which was pretty darn cool. And, you know, that was just the beginning, because here I am now 4 years later. And I went into maintenance, just like Dr. Jamie talked about, where I kept with the 3-in-1 boost. I drank my tea. I had my shake. And I really took on lifestyle also. So I say I have a lifestyle regime where using Shockley products is part of a really more of a prevention lifestyle attitude. I drank a ton of water. I took on what I call I didn't go vegan, but I just tucked vegetables in. So I'm not afraid to eat squash at breakfast, and I was tucking greens in as a snack, and each and every day I found a way to make an evening salad plate. I brought great ceremony to it. It's very therapeutic for me to make my daily salad. And so the best part of that story is that each and every year I lost another size. And so last year my pants, I took them in another 3 inches. I'm now down from a 3X to a size large, and a total weight loss of over 100 pounds, which is thanks to the Cinch Inch Loss program. Yay!
Yay! Thank you, Karen.
That is so great, Karen. And very what great inspiring messages to people. And congratulations. And I understand you're on YouTube if people want to go find you and look at you performing the art of daily salad instead of daily bread.
That's right. You can find me in two ways. But if you search YouTube for Karen Hanrahan, you'll see me making a salad, and you'll also see me talking about social media, which is why I made that salad. But you'll get a kick out of it for sure.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're now going to go from Illinois over to California, just south of us here in the Bay Area, to Costa Mesa, California, and Mr. Paul Legree. Paul, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Jamie, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
I'm living proof that it's never too late. At 74, I'm a longtime Shockley user, 12 years as a customer, and 7 years since I joined Shockley as a business builder in July of 04. And Laura, my wife, will tell you that I love to eat, and my diet was mostly healthy, and I took lots of Shockley vitamins, but my meal portions were large or huge, and I was obese, and I didn't see it. Besides, my biomarkers were very good, and my doctor didn't call me fatso, so I must have been okay. 3 years after that, in 07, when Shockley Science introduced the Cinch Inch Loss Plan, I was 6 feet tall and 4 feet around. That was 4 feet around. I weighed 280 pounds, and I wore a size 46 suit, and I looked like a beached whale. Amazingly, I didn't see myself as fat. I was just that my clothes had all shrunk. I had beautiful Oxford suits in the closet that didn't fit anymore, and Nordstrom's no longer had any size large enough to accommodate me. It was about this time that I saw a photo of my wife Laura and her best friend Sandy, and there I was too, fat, dumb, and happy. I was 280 pounds in a jacket I couldn't button, and I weighed 50 pounds more than the two girls combined. Think of it, 50 pounds. Isn't that the maximum weight you can check a bag on the airlines today? That's falling around. So Laura and I went on the cinch-inch loss plan, plus the RX for a healthier life. My regimen included two meal replacements, cinch shakes each day, plus the cinch 3-in-1 boost, and I added exercise every other day, something new to me. I lost 10 pounds in the second week. Laura lost 1 pound, but her support made it easier for me to stay on the program. The good news was the cinch shakes satisfied me, and the tea and the bars kept me from snacking. Painless. The inches came off. It was really easy. Over 18 months, I lost my goal of 50 pounds, so I weighed in at 230 now and have kept it off ever since. I thank you, Shackley. I thank you, Dr. Jamie. I have more energy, and I'm more active.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that,
Paul.
Yay! Oh, I know. Yeah. That's right. And I think, you know, that you definitely are my example that I will use regularly, because there's so many people out there that just don't really look in the mirror, and or maybe, you know, just have stopped looking at pictures of themselves. And so I'm really glad that you, even though you were healthy, your doctor told you were healthy. Healthy has to be in quotation marks when you're 280 pounds, like you say, 4 feet around. And so it was only a matter of time, and that was, you know, not going to be the case. You weren't going to be a healthy person. So, and thanks, Laura, for taking it on and losing a pound that you didn't need to lose. Hopefully she gained it back with a little extra muscle. It's wonderful that no matter what the age or how many years you've been taking Shackley products, when it's time to, you know, transform yourself, we certainly have a way for you to. So thanks for sharing that.
Not at all. What I found was the room for improvement is the biggest room in the world.
That's a great one. That is a great one for all of us, no matter what we need to improve. Yes, so very true. Okay, well, thank you, Paul. And we're now going to go northward, all the way into Canada, to Manitoba, Canada, as a matter of fact, to Miss Tasha Starr. Tasha.
Hi. Thank you for having me. And I'm just really excited and humbled to be able to share this story. I feel like I still need to pinch myself once in a while to just say, is this really me? Is this my story? And so let me just share a little bit of how it began. It started about a year and a half ago. It was after I had two kids, and they were back-to-back, so they were pretty close together. And I just sort of fell into a mindset that it didn't matter anymore how I looked or how much I weighed, because I just viewed myself differently, and everyone else around me viewed me differently, right? It didn't matter anymore. I've had two kids. Your body changes, all those things that you hear, and I began to believe that. Being overweight, I was actually 220 pounds, and so, and 5'3", so that was quite overweight. I dealt with the normal sort of things, you know, like joint issues, especially sore knees, back pain. But the thing that hurt the most was, for sure, emotional. It was my self-esteem. It was my self-confidence. That's what hurt the most. And if I had time, I will just share a little bit of a letter that I wrote a year and a half ago to a really good friend. And it really just, I think, emphasizes where I was then. And so just let me share a little bit. It says, okay, I'm struggling. I need your help now in holding me accountable. Please don't shrug this off as no big deal. I'm feeling overweight and unhealthy. I know, you say every woman deals with this, but I really am. I'm not a healthy weight. I'm ashamed. I hate myself when I look in the mirror. I hate myself when I see my other friends who had just had babies and they look fantastic. It's getting so bad that I'm actually carrying jealousy and anger. I'm so ashamed. I've always been a confident, beauty on the inside kind of girl, and I hate being in a place in my life where I'm losing some of my self-esteem. I was hoping I'd feel better after telling someone my secret weight, but I don't. I think I feel worse that the secret is out now, but I know that it will be better for me in the long run. So a couple months after I wrote this letter to my friend, another friend actually introduced me to Shackley, and it was one of the best things that has happened to me. She started just by sharing the Get Clean starter kit because I was looking for some kind of laundry that would make my whites white and my kids safe. And so I started with that, and I kind of came across the Cinch. I was looking online. I was investigating Shackley a little bit more, and I found Cinch, and there was something in me that just told me to go for it, to just do it. So I did. I went all in. I committed to it. I did what we now have as that transformation pack that they just discussed on the on this webinar. So I took all those products, absolutely loved them. It was really good for a busy mom who's on the go. It was very simple and really easy to stick to. And I'm happy to say after 10 months on Cinch, I lost 90 pounds and over 39 inches. I have gone from a size 16 to a size 4, and the best part is that I've never felt this good. I've never felt this healthy before, and that's just been a really cool thing. It's bigger than just the numbers. It's really how I feel. There's a couple side effects from Cinch. One is we joke around that my husband by default has also lost 20, 25 pounds, and I know that he's just healthier because I'm learning how to be healthier, and I know that my kids are healthier. Shackley and Cinch and this whole experience has taught me how to teach my kids to have a better foundation for their future, and that's just fantastic. And the second side effect is equally as great, and that has been that I've been able to now stay at home with my kids, and Shackley, through this whole journey, has been able to replace my income, and so I get to be a stay-at-home mom with my kids, feeling healthy, and it's just phenomenal. So I love it. I'm blessed to have been introduced to Shackley and to Cinch.
Wow, Tasha, that's an amazing story. And I don't know about everyone else out there, but I was a little teary as you were reading that letter. Mm-hmm. That's quite impactful. And thank you so very much for being willing to share your story, including a little excerpt from that letter.
You're welcome.
And clearly, the new moms and all the busy moms out there and all of us, what a great side effect for a program to have, right? That
yep.
Your family gets healthier, that your kids are going to eat healthier, and then to have the opportunity for those who are interested for a little part-time income or even, as Tasha has done, a full-time income, essentially being able to stay home with their kids. And so that's a fabulous story. All right, so we're going to clap for everybody,
oh,
right?
I want to.
Exactly.
Congratulations, Tasha.
Yes, absolutely.
And thank you so much, Paul, and thank you, Karen.
Yes, they were all fabulous stories, and thank you so much. So with that, we are at the end of our webinar, and we'd now like to kind of open it up for Q&A. I guess we have questions that are coming in through the console here.